Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Dal. Kedei Rishin Asuna B'Tanur. If you have a pot that's inside of a tanur, Hasharetz B'Tanur HaKedei Ritorah. If there's a dead sharetz in the tanur, even though the oven became tummy from the sharetz, the pot is going to be tahor. Shein Kli Charetz Metame Kelim, because a Kli Charetz does not have the ability to be Metame Kelim. So a Kli Charetz can only be Metame Ochlin or Mashkin, but not Adam Vekelim. Hayeba Mashka Tofech, if there was still liquid in the pot, Nitma Vitima, then that liquid becomes Tameh, because it's in the Avir of a Kli Charetz, and that liquid has the ability to be Mitame, the pot that it's on. Hareza Omer, Mitamecha Lotim Uni, Vata Timasani. What made you Tameh couldn't make me Tameh, but you can make me Tameh, meaning even though you would think everything goes down a level of tuma. So what made this liquid tame was the oven. Your oven, that oven cannot make me tame, because a kli charis cannot make another kli charis, cannot make another kli tame. But that which, but the liquid that was made tame by the oven can be metame other kelim. So it's ironic. Mishnah tanugol shabalas hasharis. If you have a chicken that swallowed a sharet, v'nafala avir atanur, and fell into the avir of a tanur. Tahar. So the halacha is that it's going to be tahar, because even though there is technically a sheretz inside the avir of the tanur, but it's enclosed inside that chicken, v'meis tamei. But if the chicken dies, now it's not considered enclosed; it's considered one unit, and now the oven is going to be tamei. Hasheretz shenimsa b'tanur. If there's a sheretz inside of a tanur, hapascha b'tocho shnia. The bread in there is a sheni l'tumah sh'atanur tchila, because the oven is a rishon. So the oven, the sheretz was an av. The oven is a rishon. The Rishon makes the bread into a sheni l'tuma. So let's review what we learned today. Two short Mishnayis. In Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have a pot inside of a tanur and there's a sheretz in the tanur, the pot is going to be tahar, because the kli charis cannot be metame kelim. But if that pot was wet, the tanur will be metame the moisture, and the moisture will turn around and be metame the kli. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if a chicken swallows a sheretz and that chicken goes into the airspace of a tanur, if it's alive, if the chicken's alive, the airspace is tahor. But if the chicken's dead, then the airspace is tameh. Then we said that if you have a sheretz that's in a tanur, the bread that's in it is a sheni l'tumah, because the tanur is a rishon l'tumah. Next time, we will pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav.